The Adirondack Daily Enterprise received two grants, one from the Charles Decker Memorial Scholarship Fund via the Adirondack Foundation, and the other from the New York Press Association, enabling the newspaper to send two reporters to Sochi. It's the first time Chris Knight has been on site covering an Olympics.
This area is such a nurturing ground for so many Olympic athletes, whether it be folks that are from this area originally or folks that have come to train, you know, at the venues in Lake Placid and elsewhere were from the 1980 Games, that it's important for the local community to see its local athletes be covered and done in a local way, too. That's kind of really what we're aiming for. You know, we could easily just take the AP stories from the Winter Olympics, but to be able to talk to these folks and their family who are going to be watching there and, you know, really kind of go for that local angle for our readers is what we're hoping to do.
How much research have you been doing?
Quite a lot, because I'm really a news reporter. I'm not a sports reporter. It happened to be that this opportunity came my way. So, you know, I'm really kind of going into, obviously, a huge event, nothing of the scale that I've covered before, and going to be covering athletes that I really haven't on a year-in, year-out basis followed. So I've been, you know, doing a lot of digging about their careers. I've been watching all kinds of things to try and get myself familiar with these athletes as much as I can.
How much of the new media is really helping with how you're going to be able to cover it?
I'll be at these venues, and the minute somebody does something, we'll be putting that on Facebook. We'll be putting that on Twitter. So, you know, people will be able to follow us and know really from the minute these events are happening how the local athletes here from Saranac Lake, Lake Placid, have fared. So that's going to be a huge asset to us.
Chris, how much of the concern about security and terrorism have you been following? And is it a concern for you and your fellow reporter as you head over to Russia?
It's definitely something we've followed. It's not something we, you know, reported on ourselves other than maybe, you know, just talking to some of these local athletes about what their feelings are about security at the games. I'll speak for myself. You know, it's something that's in the back of my mind. There's not too much that I can do other than be cognizant of where I am. It's not something that I'm really trying to focus on too much because I feel like that's the obligation of the host nation taking care of us, and we're going to have to rely on them to have made this as safe a games as possible. So I really want to take my reporting skills and use those to write the stories about our local athletes and about the Olympics and the competitions. And unfortunately, I think that's getting overlooked. And I've heard some of our athletes say that, too, that I've talked to, that they feel this, you know, all this talk about the security of the games, while it's an important issue, they feel like it's sort of dominating a lot of the pre-Olympic discussion when perhaps some of that coverage could be about the athletes who will be competing.
How many of the local athletes are going?
There's about 8 folks here from the Saranac Lake, Lake Placid area. The list includes, in biathlon, we've got Annalise Cook of Saranac Lake, Tim Burke of Paul Smith's, and Lowell Bailey from Lake Placid. We've also got Peter Frenette from Saranac Lake. He's a ski jumper who's going. And then you've got a lot of other great athletes, too. Billy DeMong, who won a gold medal at the Vancouver Olympics. He'll be back in Nordic Combined in Sochi. And then Andrew Weibrecht in alpine skiing. He's from Lake Placid. And a couple folks from the sliding community, too. Jamie Gruber, who's a bobsled driver. Chris Masder, who's a luge athlete from Saranac Lake. So it's going to be a full list of folks for us to try and follow as much as we can while we're out there.
Chris Knight, who will file reports and blog for the Adirondack Daily Enterprise, departs for Sochi, Russia on Monday. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.